Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. Very quickly, we have a few minutes this morning. I'd like us, while standing, to honor all our mothers, our sisters, our aunties. Let's give it to them. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for making this platform available so that the nations be blessed. The second thing we'll do very quickly, I'd like us to take this song again. The song you just raised. Just once, twice, as we open our spirits to the Lord to bless us very briefly this morning. We examined a few scriptures to explore the benefits, the all-surpassing benefits, hosting and retaining the presence of God. Remember that the goal of this conference is to guide us to points where, number one, we're able to host very superior dimensions of God's presence, and then to learn the principles that release the benefits of that presence to our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. We began yesterday also to consider a few keys, the keys that will help a man to capture, attract, assess God's presence. Number one, we said it was the encounter that leads to your passionately loving God, that we must love. commit like intentional people, but they do not do them. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. It says, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. I love you, I live for you, I'm passionately following you, but there is the lust and that which drives our hearts away from his commands. We want to host God's presence in very great dimensions. We must commit ourselves to pleasing him. Number three for this morning, the third key is that if you desire truly to host the presence of God and to live perpetually in superior dimensions of his presence, you must cultivate the atmosphere of intense prayer and worship. The atmosphere of intense prayer and worship. Psalm 95, please, verse 1 to 7. Worship is a very powerful spiritual principle that helps to bring down and retain the manifested presence of God. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are his also. The Bible says the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. The last verse, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, you know, Jesus made, you know, I think it was Paul that made that reference. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart, and so on and so forth. But the idea is that you will never truly be able to host the presence of God until you are a worshiper indeed. First with your life, and then the art of worship, you invest time. You see, let me tell you something about worship. What this gentleman is playing, for instance, it just looks like sounds. But even though your mind may not understand it, because your mind has not been trained to understand this, until words are put in it, you may not understand. How be it, what you are hearing that just looks like just a flow of sound, these are languages in the spirit, and your spirit man is able to understand it. Just like tongues, when you pray in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. However, your spirit is edified. You must create an atmosphere in your home, in your office. You must find time when you invest in cultivating that atmosphere for his manifested presence. God's presence does not show up everywhere. He is everywhere, but his manifested presence, there is an atmosphere that allows for his presence to come. This is very important. Psalm 100 verse 2, popular psalm. 100 verse 2. Psalm 100 verse 2. The Bible says to serve the Lord with gladness and to come before his presence with singing. Imagine what happened here at the time of worship. Imagine what happened here yesterday at the time of worship. Now imagine if that becomes a regular practice, as far as your Christian experience is concerned. There was an evil spirit that came upon Saul. Scripture records. And Saul had that evil spirit, and they brought this young boy called David. And the moment David began to play the harp, the Bible says that evil spirit had something. He was hearing more than music. There was a voice that melody carried, and the evil spirit had to exit. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you saturate your atmosphere, many of us come from different African backgrounds, and there is no traditional festival that attempts to bring spirits that music is absent in. Is that true? There will be a system of conjuring music. People dance and dance until they come on that an intense less influence of spirits. Then they begin to prophesy, or they begin to perform some sort of magic, some extraordinary manifestation. But it will take time. Remember when the king made a 90-foot statue of gold, he said, until you hear the sound of music, when you hear the sound of worship, then you bow. Worship is powerful as far as the presence of God is concerned. Psalm 63 from verse 1. Psalm 63 from verse 1. The contemplations of the psalmist. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longs for you in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is, to see your power and your glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. You don't just worship with your heart alone. Your lips. Thus I will bless thee while I live, using my lips. For as long as I live, it's not only my heart that will praise you, it's not only my money that will praise you, my lips will also be an instrument of worship. He says, thus, that way, as long as I live, I will lift up my hands even unto your name. So you wake up in the morning, and the first thing you hear, it's not all the noise around the world that in 5 minutes can dampen your faith. And you say, God, are you still alive? Imagine waking up to such worship. Your atmosphere is saturated by an intense presence of God. And there you are on your bed or on your knees, and technology has made it easy. There is no excuse whatsoever. And you just soak in that glory. Worship is playing like this. Father, this is just to tell you I am grateful. Thank you for the gift and the blessing of the morning. To be among the living is an honor I will not take for granted. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I bless you. I love you. And God says, who is calling me? Who is calling me? There is a sound that my soul delights in. You see, the Bible says, whoever you serve, that you become a slave to that person. Let me explain to you what that means. That means frequency makes anything you do become a custom in the spirit, and an altar is established around that activity. That means if I steal, it may not be that a demon spirit came upon me to steal. I just use my will to steal. But if I steal again, I'm attracting the spirit that empowers theft. My frequency will make that spirit say, someone is calling me. One day, I will put my hand to steal, and that spirit would have come to rest upon me. I will not be able to stop stealing again. Are you seeing how it is? The same way with prayer. You may go to pray, you don't feel empowered, but you continue doing it. Your frequency is attracting the dimension of the Holy Spirit, that is the spirit of prayer and supplication. One day you will go to the place of prayer. It will no longer be you again. From that day you will not be able to stop again. It will become like an initiation. Frequency of activity builds a spiritual altar around that activity. And the spirit mandated to empower that activity will certainly come to you. It's a spiritual principle. It's more than a habit. So when you get up in the morning, Lord, I love you. I love. This is your morning. I love your presence. I love. I love your presence. By the next morning, you will be surprised that almost at the same time, because you have shown the Holy Ghost that I have prepared this time for you, I've invested it. He will come to honor it. He will wake you up. No matter how tired you are, he will impart strength. The first few days you say, do I have this strength? You may not be able to sing, but let the worship play. You are attracting that dimension of the Holy Spirit. A time will come in your life, even if you sleep by 4, if it is 4:30, he will wake you and there will be strength. One revelation that will come from that 30 minutes encounter can be the next 10 years of your business, the next 20 years of your business. You are just worshiping him and he'll come and he'll tell you, look, ABC is not profitable for your growth. This is the strategy. This is the way. His presence. Worship is powerful. We must invest time. In truth, the average believer has the resources and the opportunity to create that atmosphere of worship. If you are interested in, are we together? A person in experience eventually met the Lord. So worship and prayer, these are powerful spiritual keys. Please look up. Worship and prayer are powerful spiritual keys that help people to access divine presence. You can teach your children. They will come and meet you worshiping. You don't even have to tell them to do it. They will join you one day. And then it becomes a culture. I worship you. I bless you. You know, there are many families that practice this. Whether it's early in the morning or evenings, they gather people as a family and do it. But most times, when the devil sees that level of unity and spiritual growth, he will bring up activities that distract that kind of unity. Everybody becomes busy, occupied. And the moment that happens, you say, okay, everybody, you just go and worship your God by yourself. You open the door and you find everybody sleeping. That backsliding will start gradually until it gets to a point where, rather than a worship song, you're going to see children playing video games or browsing. I'm not saying those things are wrong, but I'm telling you, there is a time for everything. If you don't give God attention, you will never truly carry his presence. I'm sorry to say it, but this is one of the plague bedeviling this generation. The distraction of the misuse of technology. It has eaten up everything, God. In church, while a sermon is going on like this, the Holy Ghost is coming to bless people. And you'll be surprised to see what someone is doing. Just browse. Ah, don't worry. How are you? I'm in church. Are you fine? I noticed you were not happy yesterday. How many minutes in God's presence? The value of his presence. When you really want to spend time praying, you don't pray with your phone on your hand and checking. The devil knows what to do to your mind. Just one text message, just one information. Ah, I thought the alert entered. What is this reversal for? That prayer has stopped now. You see, you must shut everything. And say, Lord, this is me and this is you. I have come. If you do not lift me, I cannot be lifted. If you do not bless me, I cannot be blessed. I know that I have myriads of issues, but I'm not here to come and make a lot of noise. I am here for you. And he says, you love me that much? You honor me that much? Then it's time to lift you to a new dimension. We must trust God for grace in the name of Jesus from this conference to create the atmosphere for his presence. Are we together? Yes. We can challenge ourselves. Find people. There are great worship people in this church. They can put a compendium of worship songs. Powerful worship songs. You can have them in a flash. Have them in your device. And you just play. Technology has made that there is no excuse. The remote can be with you while you're lying down. So there's no, you can wake up, struggle for 15 minutes, eventually you are up, and then you can pray. I'm not telling you what I don't do. This is my life. Sincerely. 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 You can fake power, but you cannot fake genuine relationship with God. You cannot fake genuine presence. No. And when you stand on stage and call him names that you are not used to calling him in the secret, it will be clear to the listeners that you are just pretending. Oh Lord, you are Alpha, you are Omega. It sounds strange. There is no frequency in the usage of that name. There is no genuine connection. Are we blessed? So, love and passion and hunger for God, a committal to pleasing him. through obedience, and then number three, the atmosphere of prayer and worship. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King. This is not a special number. In what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Listen, we're wrapping up. While you are there worshiping, God is waking somebody and say, have you forgotten this person? It is 2 years you are supposed to. You are not praying that, oh, you are just fellowshipping with him. When his presence comes, while you are there worshiping, he's searching your life. I'm seeing that there is a financial issue. There is an embarrassment about to happen to this family. For the sake of my name, I will not allow this shame happen. You are there worshiping. I'm telling you, this is how it works. And someone will stop his sleep and wake up. You are done worshiping and you see 6 missed calls. Someone who did not call you in 5 years. Where are you? I was having some time with God. Please, first thing in the morning, come to my office. And you say, Lord, what are you doing? And he says, you go and see. This is what I do to those who love me. This is what I do to those who place value on my presence. You will receive many people's prayer requests as a gift that a lover gave you for loving him. Whilst you're worshiping, that pain, sometimes you can be worshiping with a medical report in front of you. Lord, can the dead praise you? This is a medical report that is threatening this relationship that has been for 35 years. 35 years of worship every day. Now there is a report of cancer. Now there is a report of some kind of thing. Will this thing kill me and then not give me an opportunity to praise you? And God says, who is coming to stop a voice that I've heard every day? You find out people's testimonies who were healed, not because a man of God prayed for them. No. It was their business with God and he just came to them. Who is like him, Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne? Mountains bow down and every ocean roar to the Lord of Lords. I will praise Adonai. Listen, from the rising of the sun till the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing praise. There was a time I locked myself and I prayed and worshiped the Lord for 72 hours. My eyes did not see the sun. I did not come out. I was not asking for, oh God, do this now. I remember a vow that God made to me after that time that is still speaking till tomorrow. I'm not saying you have to do it that way. I'm just telling you that there is nobody who rises by mistake. The priority, he says, he that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. This is truth. This is scripture. Last song and we're done with this morning's service. You're all I want. Can you stand on your feet? You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you want me. Let it be your prayer. Oh, you're. Last year, at this conference, I spoke about the book of Esther, and I revealed a very deep mystery that I want to use to finish this first service. The difference between Vashti and Esther was that one was focused on the agenda of the king, the other was focused on her agenda. Vashti was using royalty to enthrone herself. And when the king sent for her, she forgot she was only queen because she married a king. It was not her that made him queen. It was marriage to a king that made her to be called queen. Oh king, don't send for me. I have my own empire. And the king said, the elders came to advise the king. He said, if you don't drive this woman out of your palace, all our wives will start doing the same thing. Esther was almost making that mistake. And Mordecai said, Madam, remember someone was dethroned for you to sit there. If you really want to continue reigning as queen, focus on the king. Oh, bride of Christ, hear me. The secret to remain seated, oh, Esther, is to not make the mistake of Vashti. Vashti was using the king to satisfy her need. And one day she woke up and found out that the crown of royalty was no longer on her head. But let me tell you this, it was worship and consecrated attention on the king that brought her man down, lifted Mordecai also. There is power when you forget yourself and focus on him. It's not irresponsibility, it is trust. It is proof that you know that he's not irresponsible, both as God and as your husband. Hallelujah. All of the worries and the cares. If you are to pray and everything you are saying is, Lord, you see this issue of a job. You see this issue of this.
But I'm not here to complain about my many struggles. By your spirit and your grace.
Listen.
I'm confident you'll solve them, but I'm here to say I love you. I'm here to say I adore you. I'm here to say I love you. I love to love you.
We're wrapping up. Do you know there are some times that you just play these worship songs and you fall asleep, and in the realm of the spirit you keep hearing them. Your spirit man is alive, and this time around you are not only hearing them, you are acting, you are living in the reality of what you are hearing, and you will have deep encounters. You will wake up under intense dimensions of God's presence. You will carry anointings. You will carry graces. You just wake up and know something happened to me. The person who went to bed is not the person who has woken up. Favor is upon my life. It was a song that was about favor. It was a song about his presence.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus.
Listen to what you're saying.
and giving the glory. Great things He has
done. Two prayer points, and we're done in this morning service. We just have about 3 minutes. Prayer point number one: Lord, restore my hunger and my love for you. Restore it. Please pray. I'd like us to join our mothers, join our aunties, join our sisters in prayer. Restore. Lord, when I was a teenager, there was a way I walked with you. When I was a young adult, there was a way I walked with you. I don't know what has distracted me out of that formula, that pattern. Restore me back, oh God. In the name of Jesus, someone is praying. Restore me. Restore me. Restore me. Restore me. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you,
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the things that I've made. When it's all about you,
it's all about you, Jesus.
Jesus, be the center of my life. That's my prayer, Lord. Jesus, be the center of my life. Ah. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always be you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you, Jesus. Second prayer point: Father, in my life, in my home, may your presence be made manifest to drive away everything that is not Jesus, to drive away every trouble. Please pray. I stand as the matriarch over my home. Our mothers pray. I stand as the homemaker. I invite you, come to my home. Come to my home. Drive away darkness. Drive away misfortune. Everything that is not Christ must give way. Hallelujah. God is not only love, God is light. And John 1:5 says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There is nowhere in scripture where light tells darkness to go. Light comes and darkness must leave. So when you host that level of his presence, if you have a little light, it may not light this entire auditorium, but the level of illumination is the extent to which darkness will run away. When you carry heavy dimensions of God's presence, there are many evils and many nonsense that the devil brings around your life. I tell you, it will wave them in a single sweep. Worship. I decree and declare, that every spirit that is not of the Christ roaming around your life, your home, the life of your children, programming misfortunes, joining the heads of family members together, whereas there should be peace and progress in the family, every time good things are about to come, you see that these spirits come again with negative cycles of trouble. Here at this conference, in the name of Jesus, who is the exalted Son of God, we banish them forever. We banish them forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every manifestation of darkness that wants to steal your heart and your passion, slumber, gluttony, distractions, we decree and declare at this conference, it leaves your life forever. And I pray for you finally, in the name that is above all names, everything that needs to be solved in your life in a hurry to give you time to focus on God. Because you see, there are times sincerely. So sometimes the overwhelming nature of these troubles, they don't give us the concentration to focus. So it is valid many times to say, Lord, take this load off my life so I can spend time worshiping you. If that is your desire, I agree with you that in the name of Jesus, may your needs be supernaturally met so that you will have the time to worship, the time to serve. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, before I go to my seat, my time is up. Remember that the next service, I apologize if I break any protocol, but I really would want to plead that except you really are pressed, I would want to plead with you to be patient for the second service, because I'm going to be ministering to people and we'll be praying over the request, and that will be the culmination of the conference, and we're doing it to honor our mothers, the women, but we're also doing it because we want to give God an opportunity to reach out. The God we talk about is not only the God that talks, he's also the God that does. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.